have a question for you. I intercepted. I jumped in. You were going to do something.
What was I going
to
do?
You were getting ready to do a why haven't they fixed that, but I jumped in. I have a question for you.
Yes.
What's the rule on sandals in the fall?
Girl, you wear those sandals until your feet can't take it anymore.
Good, because I did. So I'm in a completely fall outfit today because I've just had enough of summer. I've just had it, and I'm ready to move to my fall colors.
Me too.
And all of my fall colors are long sleeve.
Yeah.
And so I'm doing it.
I know.
But what do I have on my feet? I got my sandals on my feet.
You got your sandals on. But those are cute. I mean, you could still consider those fall colors.
Because I wanted to show off my fall color toenail polish.
Let me see.
It's the plum.
That's pretty.
It's plum.
I like plum.
But then I thought, this is probably breaking all kinds of rules. Because, you know, I'm a rule follower.
You are a rule follower.
I'll call Carrie and say, hey, Carrie, mm-hmm. is it too late to wear white pants? Can I wear white pants?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You wear white pants.
You wear the... I almost wore, the day after Labor Day, I almost wore all white.
Just to say... Take that, Labor Day. Take that, fall.
I'm just going to rebel, but we were on vacation and I didn't have all white to wear. So
Texas got a little bit excited for just a little bit.
Just a minute.
We had this cool down all the way to, what, 85?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was, fall is here. It's coming.
Yeah.
I could smell it in the air.
Yeah.
It's just a crisp, a little bit of chill. Put a jacket on with that 85 degrees. And then what happens?
Yeah.
Yesterday, it was 103, I think.
With the heat index, yeah.
I mean, what?
I know. What the heck? Yeah. Yeah, it's
teasing us.
And
it's
next week, it's going to be, the high is going to be in the low 90s, which is not happy fall weather. But at least it's not 105 next week. But yeah, there is this scene in The Matrix, the third movie. And it's the scene that I've always looked for and I never can find it. But this is one particular scene. You've seen it, right? The Matrix?
Yes, yes.
And there, Neo and Trinity are in the ship and he's on his way to basically save the world. And they're in the ship and it's all stormy and they're trying to control the ship and it's dark and there's the enemies all the way around. And so they're trying to make it to this thing. And so he pulls up and he goes up. And it gets above the clouds and it's like sunshine and glorious and blue sky. And
it
lasts just for a second and then they just start going down. And I'm like, yeah.
That's what we feel like.
Except the opposite. I want the dark and gloomy days and the rainy days and the good fall.
Oh, yesterday
weather.
Was a little bit fun because it was a little
cloudy. And a Sunday.
And,
yeah.
And so it felt almost, I mean, I was like, Greg, can we put a fire in the fireplace? Because it feels, or it looks like fall.
He's but like, no.
No. So anyway, I'm protesting. I'm wearing sandals.
You
because
wear those sandals.
I need to be cool.
You get your toes
it's hot.
Out anytime you want. Sun's out, toes
but
out.
But I'm going to wear those fall outfits with my sandals.
You do it.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the Made You Smile podcast. I'm Melinda.
And I'm Carrie.
And we're here to make you smile.
It's in the name. Hope you enjoy. I have a bone to pick with the fast food industry.
Okay.
This is why haven't they fixed that yet? And I think a lot of people are going to know what I'm talking about. And it's kind of been out there for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Rainy and I were coming home from a church thing, I think it was, and we wanted ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
We just wanted some,
sure.
soft serve vanilla cone. So
when you need ice cream, you need ice cream.
You need ice cream. Well, we went to Sonic, and I think Randy was wanted, that's what it was. Randy wanted a milkshake.
For sure.
And so we got to Sonic, and I want Randy to have a milkshake. Because I don't want to drink my own milkshake. I just want to drink yours.
Right.
I don't want to drink mine.
I don't need a full one.
Nope.
I just need a taste
of yours.
Mm-hmm.
That's how marriage works.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you signed up for, babe. That's what you get. So we get there and Sonic, no ice cream. Ice cream machines aren't working.
Oh, yes. This has been happening.
Yeah. And I know why. So we were like, let's go just like tempt fate and drive through McDonald's and see. And of course, no ice cream. Sorry. We don't have any ice cream.
Is there a shortage of ice cream?
No. I'm going to tell you what this is. It's politics. Did you know that? What? It is politics. It is all politics, ice cream machines. So much so that
somebody... I didn't know they took sides.
They do. I mean, it's been to like laws made about these ice cream machines.
Explain it.
So, okay.
This is horrible.
I know. Messing with people's
soft serve ice cream.
You know who doesn't run out of ice cream? Jason's Deli. You go get you a salad bar, and then you get that free ice cream cone after it's over with. Brahms, they don't run out of ice cream. Their ice cream machines aren't broken.
Kind of like their bread and butter.
Anyway.
Or their ice cream.
That's true. Yeah, it is their ice cream. But so what happens is McDonald's or whatever fast food place purchases the ice cream machine. It's not their main thing. It's not the main thing that they serve. It's not what they make all their money on. But they do. People do. So-and-so wants french fries. This one wants a soft serve. Sorry, we're out of ice cream. The ice cream's not working. So just french fries. But they buy the machine. Sorry. They buy the machine and the machine breaks down.
No, look, I'm invested. I'm waiting for the end of this.
And it breaks down. So they call the company, and the only people that are certified and allowed to fix that machine is the people from the company. It's kind of like how Apple does their whole thing. Like, you cannot, no one else. It's
proprietary. It's becoming, it's the same way with the printers and the inks.
Yep.
I mean,
that's another one. Yep. That's, you get my husband started on printers and
inks. Us too.
So here's the other thing, something else that I read, is that these poor kids that work in this place, they're like, the ice cream machine will throw a code and there's no way to know what the code is.
It's a secret.
Yep.
We're not going to let you know until we bring our code breaker.
They'll say error and they won't tell you what the error is.
We'll bring our little
tester. So you gotta call the place and they gotta come in. And so sometimes I think it's that the company are the only ones that are allowed to clean the machines. And so you gotta have their service techs come out. And so
this sounds like an opportunity.
Yeah.
To create an ice cream maker machine and say, we're gonna give you all the answers.
Yeah.
Buy our machine.
We'll teach you how to clean it. Yeah.
We'll give you all the answers, or we'll have a call in place where we can walk you through it.
Yeah. Well, you think about it, it's like they're going to sell the ice cream machine to this one restaurant as opposed to selling the ice cream machine to 1,000 different customers. Does that make sense? Like if you sell, so they have a limited customer base. So I guess to perpetuate their business, they have to create more work for themselves.
Here's an idea. Perpetuate your business by doing a good job, putting out a great product this is the same thing with
It's madness. It's madness. So it's actually been
We need Europe to step in. Didn't Europe step in with Apple
they
and go?
Did.
Enough of this nonsense.
We were like, thank you, Europe.
We want chargers that are universal.
Yes. Yes. So, and us Android users are over here going,
dee-hee, dee-hee.
So, So I want to say it actually did make it to whatever branch of the government that decides things such like that.
Ice cream makers have gone all the way to the top.
It wasn't just about that. It was kind of the same law of, okay, here's like kind of like the monopoly thing of you can't do that. You cannot say here's this machine, only this is...
And we're only going to provide two people that work on it in our whole company. So yeah. get on a list, because right now we're going to the McDonald's in Arizona.
Yep.
And then next week we'll be in the McDonald's in New York.
Yep.
And you, Texas, y'all are way down on the list. Yeah. We're not coming to you to fix your machines.
You gotta fly us in and
until winter comes.
But it's like you get an air conditioner for your house. And whatever brand you get, let's say Carrier, you get a Carrier air conditioner for your house. You have certified technicians all over the place, but not from the Carrier company, but you get like,
and you get told, we've done that. We've, tried to replace units and they'll say, oh, but this part is not matching this part and you need it all to match. So I know that. I know the upstairs unit is working, but you need to match the downstairs unit, and so it's best just to replace it all together.
All together.
We found it. We found a air conditioner heater place guy that comes, and he's honest.
He's
and
honest. He's like,
he is. Yeah. I mean, he'll say, "Yeah, it may work better together, but to get your money back on it, it's gonna take 20 to 30 years.
Yeah.
So don't worry about it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Like, that's what we have our good friend Brian Hobbs that knows all about cars. And so if I'm ever at
a questionable
mechanic, or I was once getting an oil changed and they were telling me, No, you gotta have this. Yeah. And just being so ugly to me. And I was like, hang on one second. Beep, boop, 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 beep. Hey, Brian. This gentleman would like to talk to you here.
Yeah.
Talk to him. And he was like, oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. No. Yep. I hear that. Okay. Will do. All right, ma'am. We'll fix that right up. But he gets mad when people try to take advantage.
Well, what? I would like to tell people.
Yeah.
I would like to tell McDonald's and all of those soft serve people.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all need a Riley.
You do.
Because if you had a Riley, which is my son who can fix
anything and everything.
If you had a Riley on staff, he would just go, I got it figured out. I know what code. I can tell what the codes, I know what it's doing.
Yeah. I just want a soft serve cone, McDonald's. Really? And it's not their fault. It's not their fault. I mean, they could choose from a different.
And bless the kids' hearts. They're the ones, our kids, whoever's working there.
Yeah.
Sorry, everybody's a kid.
Most of the time, they're kids that work at those windows. But yeah,
they're getting yelled at
from the customers.
From the customers.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. And somebody.
Sorry to the kid on Saturday that Carrie yelled at.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
Did I yell? No, I didn't yell. We laughed. We laughed because it was just so funny at this point. It's just so funny. So somebody had created an app called McBroken. And it tracked all
places,
of the places that had.
That's brilliant.
You could drive through McDonald's and I guess you just check in with the app and say, the McDonald's here is McBroken. So,
all right. People who made the McBroken app, now if you can just make a grocery store app that tells you which grocery stores have the most squeaky wheels that turn the cart that you fight the whole time when you're going through the store. That would be another idea. Just saying.
You know what? It's just those little things that in life that you think.
I think what that tells us,
turns
Carrie,
into annoying.
We're getting old and cranky. I don't think those kind of things used to make us so angry.
Who moved my Walmart around? Like, they switched around all the products at my Walmart.
Somebody give her soft serve ice cream, for crying out loud. We can calm it down.
It's time for Who'da Thunk It?
That was a good, why haven't they fixed that yet segment. Mm-hmm. But you started the segment with, I've got a bone to pick. And I love phrases. So where do you think that came from? I've got a bone to pick.
Okay, I'm gonna guess, and then you guess.
I don't know.
And then
know.
We'll look
yeah.
it up.
Okay.
We'll look it up and see who's right. I think bone to pick means that you have, like, you've eaten chicken and you have a bone that you've turned into a pick to pick your teeth with. I don't know where that, I don't know.
Like maybe the wishbone and you're using it to.
I don't know. What do you think?
I think it's going to be maybe in the reference of picking a bone clean. So if you've eaten the chicken leg and you're really working to get all that meat off of there, so how would that relate then? If you're talking about a bone, I've got a bone I'm still picking on. I'm still getting all of the meat off of it. I don't know how that would then relate to the phrase. Maybe I've got a bone to pick. Maybe other people brush this thing over, but I can't leave it alone. There's still meat on this informational thing, and we're gonna work at it until we get all that meat off.
That's
a bone
probably
to pick. That's I'm gonna go
pick
with
the
that.
Bone clean.
Yeah, pick the bone.
Okay,
so let's
here's,
see.
This is from the Idioms Dictionary.
Okay.
It says, a bone to pick is an old idiom that dates back hundreds of years into the past. The proverb has been used since the 1500s.
Whoa.
It was derived from dogs and how they chewed meat off bones.
Okay.
The meaning is also taken from canines and how they oftentimes fight over who gets to gnaw on a bone as a snack. During the late Middle Ages, dogs were primarily owned by hunters, soldiers, and people who could afford to keep them around. They were probably the first people to coin this phrase. This saying has also evolved over time in its modern use. A bone to pick can also be phrased as to pick a bone or pick a bone. The phrase is not commonly used today. However, there are some people who say it when they have to address another individual about a problem. So aren't people not saying a bone to pick? I've got a bone to pick. I think they are. I say
Karen,
it.
Karen just said it.
I just said
you're
it.
A people.
It's a part of my... Is it a Southern thing?
I don't know.
Maybe it is. I don't know.
Southern thing from the 1500s?
That we turned into a thing. Yeah. I got a bone to pick with you.
Anyway,
yeah,
I was just
so
curious.
That makes sense that dogs fighting over the bone. I don't know. So unclear. Unclear is
I think our interpretation was better.
I think so too. I think we're right. Whether we know it or not. So there was another one. You sent me another one.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you remember
what
it was?
Yes, but I don't know if it's appropriate.
Oh.
What was it? It was, you're going to have to pause it because I'm going to look up and see what I sent you.
It was something that was...
It involved the mailman.
Oh, looks like the mail... No, that wasn't it. Spitting image.
Yes.
It was spitting image.
So it's not, people say spit and image.
Spit and image, I think is where
it
started.
But it started with the spit and image.
Yes.
But it was not a very good, thing.
It was a little crude.
It was crude. It was the implication that if you say the child was the spitting image of their father, you're basically saying that that mother has not strayed.
Right.
But it came from, it used to be something about the, I'm going to have to look it up.
This is from dictionary.com from Merriam-Webster. It said, before we had spitting image, there was another version of this unsavory sounding expression, which was spitting. It was S-P-I-T-T.
Okay.
And it's believed to be a corruption of the words spit and.
Yes.
As spit formerly had the meaning of perfect likeness, there is the evidence that spit being used in this fashion from the early 19th century. So by the middle of the 19th century, we began to see evidence of the word spit and image used in conjunction, and then it evolved into spit and image. Yeah.
But... Yeah, I'll have to, I don't know, the video I watched was, yeah, it was very interesting.
It sounded like the initial reason given for why we should have used spit in this manner is that it was said of a child that he or she looked enough like a parent to have been spit out of
their
mouth.
Yes.
It's also been used at least, spit has been used since at least the late 16th century. So, yeah, spit and image.
Spitting
image. That's yep. Definitely, I've been told I'm the spitting image of my mother.
Well, that's better than one of my dad's phrases, which was, that's slicker than snot on a doorknob.
Yep. Slicker than snot
like,
on a doorknob.
That is just terrible. that's
well,
awful.
Well, you learned something.
Oh,
you
I can't... turned it.
Wiki. We'll have to do a full
Oh, yeah, in the round. Spin it.
So the camera is sitting on a Lazy Susan, so yes. It could have some height. So
I was grabbing my phone and it started wiggling it.
That's funny.
Anyway,
learn something new. There you go.
What's your favorite idiom? Send it in.
Yes, let us know what your favorite idiom is that you think is interesting.
Interesting.
I did learn that a lot of our sayings come from Shakespeare. A lot of Shakespeare writing, so several of those.
Interesting.
So, anyway, learn something new. Who to thunk it?
That's why.
Look, we're so thankful that you listen to our podcast. And I mean, you have a choice of what podcast to listen to, and you've chosen to hang out with us. And we love that. And we love you. And we hope you keep listening.
Tell other people to listen.
You know what? We didn't get to talk about. We had so much fun. We went to Rye Hill Baptist Church in Fort Smith, Arkansas.
Yes.
And got to hang out with their ladies there. And that was so much fun. We had such a good time.
It was such a surprise because they had a really good turnout.
It was full.
And they invited other churches.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun. Those ladies are extremely nice. So sweet. We had such a good time, you and me. And so I think it's one of those things where we're still walking on stage and going, What's my name? what are we doing? Yeah.
Or really, why do people pay us to come and do this?
We think we're funny, but sometimes
it's real exciting when we realize somebody else does too, and they want to pay us for it.
Are they laughing at us or are they laughing with us? So no. Yeah, we had a good time. We had a really good time. So thanks for
good
for
road trip.
Us. Good, yeah, it was a good road trip. You got to stay at my mom and dad's at the Plummer Inn.
Which is always fun.
We had a good time.
I got up early and sat with your mom.
You did, yes.
We visited for a long time. I'm like, Carrie, you just sleep on. I'm taking over your mama.
That's right. You did. And she's a good morning person to sit and talk to. So she's so good. Hey, we love to leave you at the end of the day with a verse of encouragement, a word of encouragement. You and I have spent lunch. We just had lunch at our Cheesecake Factory having our low sugar cheesecake, and it was delicious as per usual. But we've been talking about our kids today. Yes. And just talking about having grown children and our sons who have, gone with their brides
and left their families.
I know. But, doing so, serving the Lord. You have a son, I have a son. Both are in full-time ministry and just gushing over them and talking about them. And yesterday in our worship service, we had baby dedication.
Oh, no.
I know, little chubby thighs and the squishy ankles.
And
little toddlers running up and down the stairs and just waving at the people and the people on stage and just being so stinking adorable. But as they were leaving, they sang the song, our worship band sang the song, The Blessing, which is the... May the good Lord dun, 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 and your people and your people. Anyway, I forget the words off the top of my head, but the first time I heard that song was during we were having a baptism service in our worship service, and my son was baptizing for the first time some kids that he led to the Lord, and so he was baptizing them, and we're singing that song, and I'm like, this is it. This is the blessing right here. It's not that my kids have gone on to be a pro athlete or that they've gone on to, full ride scholarship at MIT, but that they've gone on to, you can do all of those things and still share the Lord, but they have given up their lives to serve the Lord and just be full-time evangelists and just, given up their lives for that. There's no upward mobility in ministry. Nope. There's no promotions and most of the time no pay raises, things like that. So
But they have the most wonderful message to share, and they want to share it.
They absolutely do. So I was thinking about that today as you and I were just gushing over our precious kids. And I don't know. I'm pretty sure my kids don't listen to this, so I'll probably text them after this is over with. But Caleb, if you're listening, and all of Melinda's children, if you're listening, and my daughter as well. This is from number 6. This is the blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And that is the blessing that I'm praying over my children today. And there's the phone. Great but timing.
It's so soft.
It is very...
It's encouraging. Ding, ding,
ding, ding. Perfect timing, yeah. So anyway, if you... Send that to your kids today. If you're listening and you have children, or if you just know a young person that just needs a word of encouragement or a friend or whatever, say, hey, listen to the Made to Smile podcast. But also say, hey, I'm praying this blessing over you today. So,
and remember that Jesus loves you.
You can't mess that up.
You gotta go pee in a cup. Oh, sorry. Was that on?
Oh my god. Oh, sorry.
Did I turn that? Did I say that out loud?
Yep.
Okay.
Break. Now that I'm like brain freeze. Okay, we're gonna cut.